I am Reverend Megan Rohr, and I'm the director of the Welcome Ministry, and I work with the chronically homeless and marginally housed at Old First Presbyterian Church here on Sacramento and Polk.
Does anybody else need socks?
My very first day was actually probably one of the most interesting days. There was a transgender homeless woman named Bonnie who had been cooking. So she burned the entire meal, and it's like an hour before we're supposed to feed 90 homeless people, and there's like no food. So she starts over, and we finally get something that's makeshift enough that we feel like we can serve it. And I go out and I open the doors and the volunteers start screaming. Bonnie's lover at the time, this large 6'2" loud African-American man, has gone into the kitchen with a knife to try to stab Bonnie. So I walk in behind Kevin and I put him in a hold that I learned for the children at the shelter so that they can't hurt themselves and they can't hurt anyone else. And he drops the knife, and I just immediately walk him out the front door. And immediately, he burst into tears and just started crying. And so I'm hugging him, and he's talking about his pain and how he's had HIV for 20 years, and he just can't take it anymore, and he wants to kill himself, and the only thing he loves is Bonnie. And so it's this crazy mix of pain and love, and it all happened so quickly that I just said, you know, are you okay now? And he said, yeah, I'm fine. Well, because all of this hystericalness had happened, all of the homeless people have changed the story, right? It's like the telephone game. And so for some people, the story was that Kevin was in a coma. Other people said that I had broken his leg. And so for my first probably 6 months at the Welcome Ministry, I would walk around town and homeless people I had never even met before would point at me and say, watch out for her, she has a black belt and she put Kevin in a coma. Which is hilarious because I'm a pacifist and it's so completely the opposite of what happened. But it really kind of probably was the most helpful thing that could ever have happened, because, you know, this white 21-year-old girl from South Dakota coming to work with people who've been homeless for 20 years, and no one messed with me. It meant that then the volunteers trusted that I would take care of what was going on, and the homeless people felt like they could be safe here. And they knew that no matter what they did, even if it was to have a knife in the kitchen, that I would still love them at the end of what happened. And so it was a really wonderful way to start what I was doing here. When I first came to the Welcome Ministry, the police were really unhelpful. It was when the city really wanted to be hard on homelessness, and the police really started cracking down. The thing that really changed my relationship with the police officers is I slept out in front of the church 1 year, and for this period of time that I was out on the streets, I was wearing my collar at night. It was during a time when there was probably about 5 or 6 people who were sleeping on the sidewalk. And so I fall asleep, and at about 3 o'clock in the morning, a police cruiser comes by and he shines the light on the sleeping bag and he says, excuse me, you all need to leave. And I said, why? And he said, because it's against the law for you to be on the sidewalk. To which I just kind of said, well, which law would that be? Because I think there's a right to assemble. And he's like, I need to see your ID. And I sat up in the sleeping bag, and he saw my collar, and his face just turned white. And I went and I gave him my business card. And he starts typing this really long thing into his police thing. And he had made a note that there was a pastor who was doing a sting operation to, like, entrap the police. And at 8 a.m. the next morning, the police captain called the church and actually came here in person. Like, why are you trying to trap my police officers? And why are you hanging out in front of the church? And I was like, I just was making sure the homeless were behaving. It's not my fault. Your police officer was trying to enforce laws they're not supposed to. And after that day, the captain made a rule that any officer that was going to work in this neighborhood had to come and meet with me before they could work in this neighborhood. And now the police officers who are working in the neighborhood are actually really supportive because they've gotten to know the homeless and they've seen how they're moving indoors. And it's been really nice to have police officers who kind of get what we're doing here and can do it in a way that they're a part of the team that's helping us help people get off of the streets rather than one more person who's just yelling no at them all the time.